So we invite you to close your eyes and continue the love wash that we generated just a few moments ago. Is it possible that you can feel and connect with the soul family that is tuning in into this now moment? And for those who say, yes, this is possible, where does that feeling come from? Is it something that's generated from within you? Or is it coming from outside of you? Could it be that it's coming from both places? Could it be that we share a deep connection with each other that is beyond the physical 3D? And for those who may have said, I don't feel a connection, that's okay. Remember, your experiences are unique to you. Perhaps the feeling part of it may have some filters that stop you from the knowingness. And so just release any ideas you have about what you must do or not do in order to feel the connection of soul family. We ask you simply relax in the knowledge that soul family is here in the form of humans awakening in a time of great shift that have chosen to be part of this meditation with free choice. And in that choice of being here, we are freely giving and sending love to each other. And so it's just acknowledging, yes, we are sending love, yes, we are receiving it in the unique personal way that I can. And in that posture of receiving, let us now receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Where do you think your higher self resides? Where is the higher self? This is a question for a metaphysical audience, one who has heard the term many times. There are those who would channel, and when others see them channel, they say, well, that person is channeling their higher self. There is the acknowledgement that there is a sacred part of the human being that has a higher consciousness than the human being does, and it has been labeled the higher self. It begs also the question, what is it, that higher self? So we talk to a metaphysical audience at the moment, and we say the difficulty in the answer to this is it depends upon where your consciousness is. It really does. Now, there are those who would disagree, and they would say, in the structure of the soul and the human being and all the things that are, the human has a higher self which resides in X. This is a structure that human beings really enjoy, because then they can identify it, they can take classes on it, they can access it, they can name it, they can do whatever they choose, and all of those things are incorrect, actually. And the incorrectness, well, that comes from what is happening right now in the shift. You should know the answer to this question about the higher self. Any healers here? Are you watching, and perhaps you are metaphysical, and you have had that which is a healing practice, or you have something that is metaphysical? You probably, of all people, are aware of what has happened in these last years during this shift is that the things you counted on are moving around. Some have gotten stronger, some have gone away. In this, you realize there is a recalibration going on of the human soul in respect to access by the human being. Human being, your consciousness is starting to raise. We have channeled before. As that consciousness raises, so does the dimensionality of the reality for the human being. You heard it. I'll say it again. If you believe in dimensions and you want to count them, you can. But many are saying you're moving into the fifth dimension. You've heard this before. We have said that is not exactly accurate. You're moving into a multidimensional state. It doesn't matter. The feeling is the same. So you are already on board with a change is happening that actually moves your reality. Where's the higher self? Well, let's talk about where it used to be. First of all, the concept of the higher self is what I will call the soul energy of the human being. It has many names. Some have even called it the oversoul. And in that naming of this higher self, there are no wrong names. It is the description of a higher consciousness that is sacred that every single human has. But in an older energy, dear ones, the higher self was pretty much buried. It wouldn't be something you could access instantly without some, perhaps, practice, without some understanding, without some study. When we first started channeling, we gave you numbers of channeling called peeling the onion of reality. And when we gave those channelings, the whole idea was about you as a human being going inside and starting to peel away old energy concepts. You might even call it the dark part of consciousness, the duality that was dark and would make you fear first and love second, in an older energy. And so you would peel away until you got to what we used to call the core self. And then you would start to see where the higher self was. Perhaps you've had some metaphysical teaching in the past that said this: the higher self is something you sense and work with, and it's part of your soul. Therefore, it's far away. It would be in that soul area, that part you go when you die, not that part you go to when you're walking around, when you're doing your housework. And this is what was, I would say, the most common thing you were told, that the higher self was beyond that which you could touch, and you had to then work with it at a distance. I'd like to tell you that this all echoes almost everything that mainstream has told you that spiritual systems, you cannot access God directly. That's what you were told. And we have told you since we began, since we started channeling, you're born magnificent, and you are constantly in touch with the other side. We've also told you that the proof of that is the children who feel it and know it and access it up until the age of 5 or 6. And they have all manner of experiences that you will say, well, that's a fairy kingdom that children have. And isn't it fun to pretend, not understanding they are in touch probably with almost everything that you've lost? Dear ones, I am going to tell you something you should hear. We gave you a channel some time ago and we asked where the veil was. And then we revealed that it was inside of you. And so the actual other side of the veil, the heaven side, you might say, is also inside of you. That means that the higher self is inside of you. It means that all the pieces and the parts of your grander soul are inside of you. And you might say, wait a minute, that cannot be so. That's just not the way we were told. That is not true. So let's back up and study one more time multidimensionality. That very thing we started this channel with. Let me ask you, what is that to you? What is a multidimensionality in your reality? If a child came up to you and said, what does that mean, multidimensional? What would you say? The easiest way to visualize that, or even to tell a child, is that the things that are real to you, that you expect and that you can touch and you can work with, and that you use every day, are different when it comes to becoming multidimensional. Different meaning they don't act the same. Even the clock that you watch, time, might be different in a multidimensionality. And so what you have to get used to is things are different. Things are not the same. More than that, things are weird. And the weirdness part is that they don't act correctly. They don't act like you think they should act. Based upon a reality that you've always lived in three dimensions. So as we started the channel with that, now we give you this yet again. If that's the case, where is your higher self today? Everything is happening at once. In a multidimensional state, everything is happening at once. So even the reality you think is in 3D is also happening with the reality in multi-D. Now that is a very confusing thing, so let's simplify it. In these past years, the veil has become thinner. And instead of peeling that onion of reality when you go inside, you have a very thin layer to get through to access almost everything that is on the other side of the veil for you, including your higher self. Answers. Higher self is inside you, always was. Answers. Where is it? It's closer to you inside yourself than it ever has been ever before. What does that actually mean? In a practical sense, for you walking around this planet, what does it mean? Again, for the esoteric thinkers, for those who have studied metaphysics and have been part of what you might call an awakening consciousness, I give you some answers. The tools that you might use for all manner of things to help you in your life are far more accessible. What we mean is that if you had to reach to the other side of the room to go to a toolkit or walk there, pick up a tool, walk back and use it, the toolkit has moved closer to you. Not just closer to you. The toolkit is now inside you. Follow this. So the reality of your dimensionality has allowed these things to move closer. So here you are with a higher self that you can access almost instantly. What does it mean to you walking around this planet? It means that the thing that the higher self gives you, such as healing, compassionate action, all manner of what we have called awakening principles, turning the light on in dark places so you won't step in potholes, having intuition, which you can actually plan and manifest and count on. All of these things are the things that are tools you are using in 3D that come from a multidimensional higher self. But the fact is, you are moving closer to that higher self. It is moving closer to you. until someday your very consciousness will involve the higher self first. That is called mastery. Are you understanding this? This particular channel has been a long time in coming. You need to hear this to understand what is happening to you, metaphysical light worker, that is different in these days. And then you ask, well, why is there so much trouble in my life or so many challenges? And the answer is because you turned on a light and all the dirt is starting to show. It requires you to perhaps even have a reboot of who you think you are or what you deserve or what you believe that you were told or programmed into that said you couldn't do this or couldn't do that. There's a grander truth here for you. The grander truth is that the creator of the universe is on the other side of the veil and ready to show you around, to show you you're loved, to show you you deserve to be here. That higher self, where is it? It's in your lap. That's where it is. That's why we love you, dear ones. I'm crying in love with humanity, and so it is.